All right, it is kind of slippery out there. Do be careful on those snowy roads. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Driverless vehicles, they are here. We've seen some testing going on in our area, and now a major test. Maybe this is the biggest test of driverless vehicles that we've seen to date in America's Southwest. Big rigs are going driverless. ABC's Jim Ryan is online to tell us more about what's going on down there. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, the tests have been going on for several months now. Actual semis, tractor-trailer rigs driving themselves from California to West Texas, out to El Paso, actually making deliveries of refrigerators. There has been a driver at the wheel because in town and in the cities, before they get out onto the freeway, a driver has to actually control the thing. That's at least where the technology is with this company. It's called Embark. It's based in California. So this 600-mile trip has been made several times by these trucks. And now, within just the last few days, we're told that Embark has sent that same truck from California to Jacksonville, Florida, about 2,400 miles, and has done so without a hitch. So they're on the road, quite literally, to putting this sort of technology all over the place out in the trucking industry, where, as you can imagine, Paul, there are drivers who are concerned about their own job security, assuming that computers will one day be doing that task.
Certainly, that's got to be a concern for them. Although, if you look at the safety standpoint, for a long time, we've all said, boy, is this safe? And obviously it is, because they're doing it, and you know, the robot's not going to fall asleep where the driver of a semi-truck could on a long cross-country trip, not off, right?
Exactly right. I mean, that's one thing that proponents of this sort of technology are saying, that safety would be enhanced by this. A computer can react very quickly to changing conditions, to somebody running out or a car swerving over. It can manage that sort of thing more quickly than a human brain can. It also, you're right, doesn't get tired, doesn't get distracted. Doesn't have problems at home that it's worrying about while trying to move this cargo across the country. So, yes, there is that factor there. And again, at least for now, there will have to be a physical human driver sitting in that truck. The same company, Embark, now has purchased more than 36 trucks from Peterbilt. It'll start modifying them, adding the software to them, adding the hardware, and putting them out on the market. So we may start to see these on the roads, making real deliveries for real companies in the next couple of years.
Well, it's a new world, and yep. it is here. For a long time, Jim, it felt like this was something way off in the distance, but it's not, is it?
No, and it's moving along much faster, I think, than a lot of people thought. I mean, just 6 months ago or so, they began the initial testing of, at least Embark did. And there are other companies that are planning their own sorts of technology. Google is looking at one version. So is General Motors. They're all sort of kind of eyeing the same thing. I think the handwriting on the wall suggests that driverless vehicles will, both small and large, will be trolling the nation's highways and city streets before too long.
We have a snowy, slippery day here in Michigan, and I guess one of the concerns that I hear time and time again, it's a concern of mine, is can a, take a semi-truck, for example, navigate through a snowy and slippery road. It sounds like they're making all kinds of corrections where they really can, even faster than as you said, a human.
Right, exactly. I mean, anti-lock brakes are something that take the skid out of your human instinct to slam the brake pedal to the floor if you get into a skid. That's why anti-lock braking systems work. Also, I mean, the big piece of advice you hear from people in from law enforcement, Michigan State Troopers, anybody else, if it's icy, if it's looks like it might be icy, slow down.
Yeah.
Well, the truck is going to slow down regardless.
Right. Interesting stuff, Jim. We appreciate your report this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.